Welcome to the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, July 18th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of cryptocurrency news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
iTrust Capital's Premium Custody Account, a more secure way to buy, sell, and hold cryptocurrency. iTrust Capital has introduced a Premium Custody Account, PCA, to provide a more secure way to buy, sell, and hold cryptocurrency. The closed-loop system ensures that clients' funds are protected from hacks and scams. Clients can only withdraw funds in U.S. dollars to their U.S. bank account, eliminating the risk of assets being transferred to an external wallet. Assets are stored off of iTrust Capital's balance sheet with top-tier U.S.-based custodians, ensuring full ownership for clients. With a minimum of $1,000 to open an account and no monthly or annual fees, iTrust Capital charges a 1% transaction fee for buying and selling cryptocurrency. Clients also receive U.S.-based live support for account setup and general inquiries, making investing in cryptocurrency with iTrust Capital a secure and supported experience.
Metavesco accelerates phase one of Bitcoin treasury plan. Metavesco Inc. has accelerated its Bitcoin treasury plan by installing new Bitmain Antminer S21 Plus units, increasing its hashing capacity to 26 petahash per second. With the expanded fleet, the company expects to stack approximately 0.0124 BTC per day at a production cost of around $55,000 per Bitcoin, a significant discount to current spot prices. This move allows Metavesco to generate future balance sheet strength without diluting shareholders, turning every watt of power into long-term shareholder value. The upgrade includes a 30% increase in hash power, ultra-low production costs compared to industry medians, and the ability to add around 1 BTC every 80 days. With over 250 organizations now holding BTC on their books, including MicroStrategy with over 600,000 BTC, Bitcoin as a corporate reserve asset is being validated.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.